السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه، ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما. نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله.
اللهم صل على
له بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته منتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Understanding the Holy Quran and the meaning of the Holy Quran requires a great deal of reflection and meditation and tafakkur and tadabbur, pondering. And therefore maybe a word sometimes and sometimes a letter in the beginning of the sentence could change the meaning of the verse of the ayah. This is ayah number 100 in Surah At-Tawbah, and some people ask me about its meaning, the meaning of this ayah, and the application of this ayah, and the implications of this verse. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Allah says those, the pioneers, السابقون, from the community of the Muhajireen. Muhajireen were in Mecca originally, and then they did Hijrah. They were transferred to Medina. Ansar are the helpers who were originally from Medina. And وَالَّذِينَ, those who followed them, اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Not anyone who follows them. Those who followed them with kindness and piety and wholesomeness. بِإِحْسَانٍ, those people رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with their Lord. And He prepared for them جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. He prepared them paradise with streams overflowing in paradise. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They have a perpetual eternal life. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Indeed, that is the great salvation and a great success. Undoubtedly, the Holy Quran praises some of the companions of the Prophet who were loyal to him right to the end. Among them is Al-Badriyun, those who were martyred in the Battle of Badr. Among them, Al-Uhudiyun, those who were martyred in the Battle of Uhud. those who were martyred in Mu'ta, in other battles, who gave their life to defend Kalimatul Tawheed, monotheism, the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Holy Quran, and the Muslim Ummah. But this verse, I want you to pay attention that this verse does not include all those who were with the Prophet. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ First of all, the verse says, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنْ مِنْ in Arabic literature here لِلتَّبْعِيثِ مِنْ means, in English it means among those. So not all, among them. This is number one. And it is conditioned, paradise is conditioned. The satisfaction of the Lord is conditioned by the term بِإِحْسَانٍ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Otherwise, if all are included, there is no need for the Quran to say بِإِحْسَانٍ. بِإِحْسَانٍ becomes extra, useless. But there is no word, no single letter in this book which is useless. Every single letter, let alone a sentence, or a word, or an ayah, every single letter has a use, and has a purpose, and has a meaning. Allah says, bi ihsan. We don't grant paradise just for the sake of you being next to me, or sitting in the mihrab, then go to paradise. In the Christian tradition, if you ask the Catholics, they tell you that by merely knowing about Jesus, hearing about him, that will grant you salvation to paradise. By only knowing about him. Others, they say, no, you need to love him too. You love him. But whether you follow him, you don't follow him, that's something else. The love of Jesus is the recipe for salvation. We say love is not enough. Even the love of God is not enough, let alone the Prophet. Even the love of God. Someone says, I love God, but he's a criminal. He kills, he steals. Is he going to go to paradise? We have many people, many Muslims who say, I love God, therefore I don't pray. When you ask him, why don't you pray? You're not praying 5 days. He says, Sayyid, come on, Sayyid. I love God. God is in my heart. God is in his heart, but he's not willing to listen to God. Like some husbands who tell their wives, we love you, but he really does not help her. He only loves her, but he's not willing to spend, to help, to be with her. So love is not enough. The real love, it means you follow. You follow. When you love someone, you follow. If you love them, قُلْ, and this is a verse, this is, I'm not authoring something new. This is a verse in the Quran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You claim that you love God. Then if you claim that you love God and you are right in this claim, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. The Prophet says, follow me. So following the Prophet is important. Not just being with him or around him or his friend or his companion, or merely praying behind him. These are not enough. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. This is point number one, my friends. This is hold to this point. So, those righteous companions are those who follow the Prophet, follow his footsteps. They follow his instructions. They do not disobey him. The second condition to go to paradise is to continue the journey of faith. Some people, they started their life on the right track, but then later on they shifted away. Allah says, حُسْنُ الْعَاقِبَةِ. حُسْنُ الْعَاقِبَةِ means the good ending, the good closure. At the time of death, were you mu'min or not? Some people, they are mu'min for 7 years. At the time of death, he dies, وَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. This is not me, this is again the Holy Quran. Allah says in the Holy Quran, some people believed in the Quran, believed in monotheism, in Tawheed, in the message of the Prophet, but then they chose to revert back, to change their direction. In Surah Al-Imran, Allah says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِّ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. After that he says, O Muslims, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Do not be like those before you. When they received the bayinat, the book, the clear signs, they decided to shift away, to change their direction. تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And then Surah Al-Imran says, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. On the Day of Judgment, there are two colors, bright and dark. Bright colors, تَبْيَضُّ, shining faces. Some faces are shining. Other faces, however, are darkened. وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. This is the vocabulary of the Holy Quran. وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. So why تَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ? What happened to them? Why their faces are dark? Listen to the reason. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Very interesting. Not that they were their entire life kafir. No, they were mu'min, believers, but they chose to reject the message later on. To shift away. أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Do you reject faith? After you accepted faith, you changed your mind, you reverted, and this is exactly again in the same chapter. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ. Now, sometimes people say this is too general, this verse. Allah says, if this is too general, I'm going to give you something which is very specific. Very specific. So you understand the application. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ أَدْخَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلًا قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Take this sentence. You went back on your heels. It means you reverted. You changed your direction. Put it next to أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You reject kufr. Rejection of tawheed. Rejection of the Prophet ﷺ. And we said last Friday, when you listen to the Prophet, you are listening to God. God says, this man Muhammad does not represent himself, he represents me. Don't take him personal. Muhammad has no personal relationship with anyone. Muhammad, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. He's nothing but a messenger of God. He represents God. So if Muhammad one day he fights with someone, it means God is fighting with that person, not Muhammad. Muhammad is Rasul in his capacity as the messenger of God. Therefore, some people they're going to reject. Now, if some of those Muhajirin and Ansar, they were extremely good and kind and righteous and pious, but down the road they changed their direction. Still paradise, is it prepared for them? Definitely it's not. Not only not for them. Allah says, you Muhammad, you if you change your direction, I will take you to hell. In the Quran. About the Prophet. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have sent a warning, not just to you, to Musa, Isa, Ibrahim, Nuh, all the messengers. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Verily, وَلَقَدْ, when God wants to say something important, he brings وَلَقَدْ. Verily. We sent statement to you and to those who before you. لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. If, in case, you change your direction. Shirk. You change. You quit your job. After believing in God, you say, today, I wake up in the morning, God does not exist. I don't want to work for God. لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. All the good things that you did for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, it's going to burn out. لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. حَبْطُ الْعَمَلُ, it means when the work goes in vain, it burns out. We destroy all your work, your past work. وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Tell me, who's greater than Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this universe? Who's greater than? No one. Only Okay, Allah is greater than the Prophet. Now if Allah speaks with this language to his sweetheart Muhammad, and he says to him, if you change your direction, if you commit a sin, I will burn you and burn your work. He would not say to the Sahaba, to ordinary people, they will be granted immunity even if they do something wrong. Jannah is guaranteed for them. Here we have to incorporate something here. We have to bring something called aql and mind and understanding to understand the Holy Quran. Here, when we read the Quran, we have to use the aql. If you put the aql aside, Quran is going to be very confusing. Very misleading, not just confusing. The Quran says, for those who use ulil albab, I'm very bright and very open and very easy. But for those who don't use lob albab, aql, I'm very confusing and misleading. The same book becomes misleading. So we need to incorporate aql when we understand the Holy Quran. Allah says there is no unconditional guarantee for paradise for anyone, including Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Including Ibrahim and Muhammad. No unconditional guarantee for them. Yes, paradise is guaranteed as long as they uphold monotheism and faith and iman. 1 minute, if they decide to do shirk, to exercise shirk, to disbelieve in God, they lose everything. They lose their credit. They lose their credit. We do this here. We do in our daily life. We do this. If someone does good for 50 years, all of a sudden he commits murder. He commits murder and he does not want to repent. He loses his past work. Nobody will employ him. Nobody will trust him anymore. You can't say, but 50 years of good work, 50 years of good work ended in terrible crime. Allah says, paradise is for those who continue the journey, my friends, who continue the journey of Islam and faith and commitment and piety, right to the minute and the second of death. If they continue this, definitely paradise is guaranteed for them. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على أوصياء نبيك وخلفائه وأهل بيته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. On the 11th of this month, the month of Dhul Qa'dah, we witness the birthday, the anniversary of the birthday of one of the great personalities of the history of mankind and one of the successors and descendants of the Prophet and the Imam of Ahlul Bayt, and that is the eighth Imam, Al-Imam Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. This Imam left behind him a treasure trove of ma'rifah, knowledge, wisdom, hikmah. And of course, a very short life, only 55 years, but full of achievements and givings and contributions and sacrifice. He has a hadith I selected. He has numerous hadith, but one of them that applies to us and our daily life here, those who subscribe to this tradition, to this school. I always say the followers of Ahlul Bayt have to be different from others. I don't say that arrogantly. No, not because of arrogance, but because I believe when you follow somebody great, you have to learn that greatness from him. Otherwise, why should we follow? Why wasting time? Ahlul Bayt are different. Imam al-Sadiq is different from other Imams. Imam al-Baqir is different. Imam al-Ridha is different. They are human beings, but divinely inspired. The same way that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our great messenger, is inspired by Allah, the Prophet Muhammad did not bury this knowledge with him when he died. He transferred this knowledge to his family, to Ahlul Bayt, to the Imams. Knowledge is never buried. The body of the Prophet was buried. His knowledge, his legacy, his spirit continues through his children. Amir al-Mu'mineen, who's the gate of his knowledge, from Amir al-Mu'mineen to Fatima al-Zahra to Imam Hassan, Hussein, Ali ibn Hussein, Muhammad ibn Ali, Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, Musa ibn Ja'far, this eighth Imam, Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, till the last Imam. Otherwise, Allah would not waste his time sending messengers one after the other, and when one of them dies, Allah says, okay, today I quit my work, leave people enjoying life. No message, no guidance, no hidayah. Allah does not do this. The message of guidance, the responsibility of guidance continues. How many presidents we have in America? This is our 43rd or 42nd? Who knows? MashaAllah, you are good at American history. 44th? This is the 44th. And the presidency of the dunya of a country called America is going to continue. The presidency of God does not continue. It will cease. When the Prophet dies, the presidency dies. We have to use aql here. Aql. The presidency of God, the khilafah, khilafatullah, inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa, continues. But through not someone who comes and nominates himself, he doesn't know what he's talking about, like Donald Trump, he wants to be the president of America. Allah says, no, I select. Trust my wisdom, trust my firmness, my justice, I will select the noble ones. Inna Allah astafa, in the Quran. The Qur'an is all about Shia. From cover to cover, the Qur'an supports the theory of Ahlul Bayt. But we need the aql to read it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. What do you want more than this? Allah says, I select, I choose noble ones, I make them leaders, you have to accept them. Don't defy them, don't go against them. Don't go and choose someone else, you would lose. And how we lose? Look at Muslim war today. And tell me what Muslim country we have no war, we have no conflict, we have no refugees. Where? Just 6 hours ago, 200 immigrants from Libya, they drowned in the Mediterranean. 6 hours ago. Yesterday in Austria, 70 immigrants, they were suffocated in the truck. Did you see that? On the highway. 70 of them from Syria. This is misery. Because we lost our direction. When you follow the wrong leaders, this is the result. This is the result. Allah says, I intend happiness for you. I intend stability for you, progress, dignity, but you refuse me. You go after someone else. So then be responsible for yourself. Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam says, my followers, my Shia, have to be different in 5 qualities. This is what he says, his message. سُئِلَ عَنْ خِيَارِ الْعِبَادِ. He was asked, يَا ابْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, who are the top people in the eyes of Allah? Not in the eyes of dunya and money and jewelry and business, no. In the eyes of God, who are the top? He said, the top are those who have 5 qualities. Number one, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَحْسَنُوا اسْتَبْشَرُوا. أَحْسَنُوا, when you do something good, when you help, when you save, when you serve, when you give food, medicine, shelter, money, smile, advice to someone, you feel good inside. You don't have to tell people, oh people, I feel good today, I'm celebrating. You don't have. But inside you, you know that you did. You saved the dignity, the life of someone. So inside, you feel that you did something in this life. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَحْسَنُوا اسْتَبْشَرُوا. The second, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَسَاءُوا اسْتَغْفَرُوا. One day do a sin, violation, injustice, they insult someone, again inside, they feel the remorse inside. And they repent, استغفر. They go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't leave it for a long period of time and they don't care. They care. They don't feel good about it. Inside, they even if people do not know about it, even if nobody knows, they don't feel good about it. So they do istighfar immediately. Istighfar is to recover. The third, وَإِذَا أُعْطُوا شَكَرُ. When Allah gives you, Allah gives always. Since you opened your eyes this morning, Allah has been giving you, supplying you, always. But we don't notice. We take this for granted. I always say to the children, whatever food you get, eat and say Alhamdulillah, Shukranillah. Because when you look at others who have no food and no shelter and no drink and no life and no father and no house, then you know how much suffering we have. Whenever you receive anything, say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah has given me. Allah did not leave me alone. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أُعْطُوا شَكَرُوا وَإِذَا ابْتُلُوا. The fourth trait, وَإِذَا ابْتُلُوا صَبَرُوا. My friends, this life is full of bala, affliction, and imtihan. Sometimes with sickness, sometimes with poverty, sometimes with the loss of friend, sometimes with being lonely, alone, sometimes with divorce, sometimes with a conflict, sometimes with a neighbor, sometimes with a government. Ibtila, ibtila. People have different kinds of afflictions. But you have to have sabr. Don't lose your faith. Allah says, life continues. I created you to be strong. Don't defeat yourself. وَإِذَا ابْتُلُوا صَبَرُوا. And fifth, وَإِذَا غَضَبُوا. وَإِذَا غَضَبُوا غَفَرُوا. We get angry. I am the first one who gets angry. But then we have to forgive. Don't keep the anger. Don't keep the hate in your heart. You keep the hate in your heart, you lose. Your enemy do not lose. You lose. The heart becomes an ailing heart. Mariyad, sick heart. Keep the heart. Cleanse it with maghfirah. How do you wash your heart? How do you purify it? With maghfirah. Tell him, ghafarallahu lak. I will forgive. Some people say, it's hard for me to forgive. If it is hard for you to forgive, it will be also hard for Allah to forgive. So if you want Allah to be easygoing, immediately when you say, astaghfirullah, Allah arhamni, forgive me, then you have to forgive. Teach. It is hard because you did not teach your heart to forgive. Once you teach your heart to forgive, it becomes easy. Becomes easy. You become like an Imam al-Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. These are the 5 qualities of the mu'mineen, and we have to be the mu'mineen, those who are here, because we are the followers. We are proud to be the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, his Ahlul Bayt, al-Imam al-Ridha. Inshallah, Tomorrow, Saturday, also we're going to have the celebration of the Milad, the second celebration. The first one was last night, the second one is tomorrow, 7:30. Please be here to celebrate this Imam and the legacy of this Imam. Please join me in reciting Amin Yujib. Many of our friends in the community asked me to remember them in the dua during these holy hours. So let's raise our hands and pray for them. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين وعجل في فرج مولانا سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان.